You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
As we were talking about earlier, the Rand certainly giving the Reserve Bank governor a thumbs up in terms of the interest rate decision that was announced, a 50 basis point rate hike this time around. But a mixed performance for the Rand, actually, if you take a look at what it is doing against everything else. Slightly weaker against the pound as well as the euro. In fact, really weaker against the pound. But we've got John Kenz, a client strategist at RMB, joining the market update for more. John, thanks so much for your time. First of all, your initial take on the interest rate action and what the MPC had to say today?
So largely expected. Most analysts were expecting that 50 basis points. There are a few still holding out for 25, but they were in the minority. A 4-1 vote, which is probably in line with the market's expectation. Some are saying the vote would be 3-2. So you could say arguably a little bit hawkish. Upward revisions in some of the SARB numbers, particularly in terms of the model's forecast of where the repo rate will be going. So I think you're right. Look, the Rand did like it. Certainly at 25 basis points might have really worried the Rand. So probably some relief there. But your comment that the Rand's actually weakened on some of the crosses is also pertinent, because actually it's been a day of a weak dollar. And arguably that's had as much impact as the Saab decision itself.
All right. But why would it have been such a problem if the Reserve Bank had only increased interest rates by 25 basis points, as it had been doing so in the previous three MPCs?
Yeah, this really comes down to the heart of the matter. The Fed has been hiking in 50s, will hike 50, signaling further hikes of 50. ECB now, getting a member or two hinting at 50 from the ECB. So we know global rates are going up very quickly, and the issue was whether or not the Saab felt they had to match that. Certainly, if the Saab was doing 25 and the Fed was doing 50s, repeated 50s, then our interest rate gap would be closing, and that would be negative for the Rand. That type of thinking probably influenced their decision. Yes, it's mainly around the inflation trajectory. At the back of their minds, it does have to be that concern that if they're not hawkish enough, that could put capital flows at risk and the Rand at risk as well.
But what about the economy?
Spot on. My own view on this one is I'm not entirely sure that the 50 basis points hike is justified from the purely domestic economic situation. So admittedly, inflation is set to push beyond 6% at the end of the target bound. But the main drivers of inflation remain food and fuel, and underlying inflationary pressures in South Africa are still fairly subdued. And indeed, if you look at other measures, credit extensions, retail sales, and so on, it doesn't really seem like this is an economy that is overheating. And again, I think that was a tough decision the Saab had to make. You can simplify slightly and say, hike 25, that's what the domestic economy needs. Hike 50, that's the pressure coming from offshore. How do they balance these two pressures? Mm. And TC, the big issue here in my mind as well is the Saab has now followed the Fed in hiking 50. The Fed is going to do repeated 50s. The Saab just can't keep following that. That would really hit our economy terribly. So at some stage, rather, the Saab is going to have to break away from the global hikes, hike at a slower pace. It just can't keep going at the same pace as the Fed.
Is the fixed income market presently telling you when that stage will be? What is it saying about its expectations on future interest rate increases here in South Africa?
So today was interesting in that regard. The initial reaction from the far curve, so the short-term portion of the curve that the market's expectations of where JIBAR will be in future, actually came down marginally. So the market is signaling they did 50, and that reduces some of the pressure on them to continue to hike, which is right. But again, contrast with that argument about are you gonna keep following the Fed. Having said that, the market continues to price very aggressive rate hikes here. South Africa is just caught up in this global frenzy of aggressive rate hiking. While again, arguably our fundamentals are different, certainly different from the US, where inflation is substantially away from the target level.
And it's kind of a defense point for the governor. I mean, I asked about the fact that inflation is so high. Globally, there's a lot of talk about stagflation. There's a lot of talk about recession. And part of his response was that, you know, the central bankers are in this position because they let inflation run too hot for too long. And we're kind of avoiding that by acting on inflation right now. Do you agree with him?
Well, if we just take a step back, I have to compliment our governor and our Reserve Bank. We hiked early in the cycle. We are not behind the curve. The Fed is behind the curve, the world's major central bank. Europe is behind the curve. England is behind the curve. South Africa arguably is not. South Africa and our governor come through this episode with a huge amount of credibility. They've really acted rationally. They've acted early, conservatively, and in that they were right. And perhaps if we go back to the earlier conversation, 25 or 50, perhaps we should give them some of the benefit of the doubt. But perhaps they have been looking at this in a very rational way. Perhaps they're right now to push ahead with that 50.
Mm. So you said the dollar's weaker, and that's why we're seeing a different kind of picture with the rand against the pound as well as the euro. What's got the dollar bothered?
There's two things going on here. First is we're starting to acknowledge that it's not just the Fed that's hiking very aggressively. So again, more comments from the ECB about how they're going to hike. The ECB minutes were arguably hawkish. The Swiss National Bank, hawkish statement. So we're acknowledging that most central banks are now hiking very aggressively. So if we just go back 6 months, the Fed was the major central bank that was set to hike very quickly. And, of course, that was good for the dollar. And now suddenly we're realizing, well, everyone's going to have to hike. So that interest rate differential is not necessarily going to continue to move in the dollar's favor. So then the dollar was a bit weaker because of what the other central banks are doing. Also, we're having a little bit of risk off globally. And arguably, that could be positive for the dollar. But what we've seen at the moment, the safe haven currencies, so again, the Swissie and the yen getting a good bid. What's the underlying story behind these is inflation is a problem everywhere, so it's not just the Fed hiking. Everywhere, but to a lesser extent, South Africa's, you see. And then growth is weakening as well. So those recession fears, again, becoming evident. So those very poor corporate results coming out of the US, the retailers really signaling that they're going to struggle because of underlying cost pressures. And that reignites this whole recession fear, and you get some risk off because of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Reserve Bank governor also downgrading our growth forecasts for this year. How problematic is that?
Yeah, there was only a marginal downgrade and just reverses the upgrade that they did at the last meeting. So right. I wouldn't really place too much emphasis on that. The more interesting story there is the Reserve Bank's forecast of global growth, which in many ways they just take from the IMF, that the global growth is being revised downwards, and yet our growth is not being revised downwards to the same extent. And the interesting aspect there is the movement in commodity prices. And in this aspect, as we mentioned on this call before, CC, is the movement in the coal price, the really elevated coal price, but in general, elevated commodity prices, which is creating a windfall export boom in terms of the valuations, the values we get for our exports, which is so good for the rand, it's good for income in South Africa, it's good for tax receipts. And so our growth is holding up relatively well, even though global growth outlook is deteriorating quickly. Commodities are really helping in that regard.
Mm-hmm. What then does that mean for the investment opportunity, John, and where it's at?
So I always find it interesting that foreigners remain very optimistic on South Africa. And why I say interesting is because it contrasts so much with the mood that we hear on the street so often. Indeed, it's interesting when I speak to our international investors. In fact, I was speaking to the head of our New York office, and I was expressing to her South Africans are so negative about our domestic economy. She responded with a very interesting statement, you see. She said, everywhere in the world you go, locals are negative about their own country. That's quite interesting. So it's not just us who's negative about South Africa. But again, back to the main point here is foreigners are relatively optimistic on South Africa. Again, our growth is not being revised downwards. The commodity prices are helping us run a large current account deficit. Relative to most economies, our fiscal accounts are improving very quickly. Our politics are stable. Our yields are good. And the price-earning ratio on the JSE is outstanding, arguably. Admittedly, we're not seeing those inflows at the moment. The reason there is that it's just too much global stress at the moment. So global stress, money leaves everywhere. But fundamentals are good in South Africa, and I wouldn't be surprised if when this global period of stress abates that we will see a return of capital inflows. So again, if you just listen to that, good local yields in South Africa, good price-earning ratios on the JSE.
All right, John. Thanks so much for that commentary. Probably not intended, but more a non-biased vote of confidence in South Africa, just based on your research and the fundamentals. But John Cairns, the client strategist at RMB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.